Okay, so the Draw Muhammad cartoon has been controversial, and it's been talked about everywhere. Let's just get to it.
I wonder whether this group that held this event down there to basically disparage and to make fun of the Prophet Muhammad doesn't in some way cause these events without the word causing. How about provoking? How about taunting? How about daring? How do you see the causality factor here?
Okay. This was not designed to provoke, to make fun of, to be vulgar. It was drawing a picture. Drawing a picture is not hatred unless hateful people are now making the rule book. You understand this?
Look, I don't want to be insulting the freedom of speech. Everyone has the right to freedom of speech, and it's good to stand by that principle.
And then he's going to tell you exactly why he doesn't stand by that principle.
These people are not standing by that principle. They're standing by the principle of hatred for other people. That's their guiding light. That's what they do. They are intentionally trying to provoke a response from the Muslim community. And unfortunately, this was predictable. And you know that because the police told them in order to hold this event, they would have to have $10,000 worth of security on hand. They had a SWAT team outfitted like it was Baghdad. So obviously someone knew that there was a likelihood that some stupid person would do this.
So we're just going to skim over the fact that if you're going to have an event where you draw a picture, the only time where security comparable to Baghdad is necessary is when you're drawing Muhammad. That's the only time. And then we go right into because some stupid person might make some stupid person. No, an ideologue, someone who follows Islam. You can't skim over it and then just say some stupid person.
And again, I don't think it's any great revelation that if you shout fire in a crowded theater and you incite people and you say nasty invective about people's ancestors and their religious symbols, that there are a couple of crazy nutcases that are going to come out of the woodwork and are going to try to take action over that. But that has nothing to do with Islam.
Yelling fire in a crowded theater. Really, we're now equating the drawing of a picture to yelling fire in a theater. A picture is hateful. Drawing a picture is that dangerous. By the way, how is it not hateful for Islam to infringe on our culture?
There are Christians, there are Jews, there are plenty of other people from other faiths who have done the exact same thing.
Oh, they've done the exact same thing? Please point me to it. Please show me where Christians have tried to kill people for drawing a picture of Jesus. Please show me where people have blown up thousands of audience members at Jesus Christ Superstar. Don't worry, I'll wait.
So we have to be very careful here. When you provoke people and incite people, that doesn't make violent actions right, but don't be surprised that it happens. And these people are not only putting Americans here at home at risk, they're putting American servicemen abroad at risk. And that's what they don't seem to understand. The same thing with the guy down in Florida who wanted to burn a bunch of Qurans. The people who pay the price for this are American servicemen in Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere who are targeted by extremists. And that is simply not fair.
Okay. People always say, why do you have to politicize everything? This is why liberalism breeds absolute pansies, because he doesn't understand here, okay? Those soldiers who've lost those lives, those heroes, who they won't call a hero, by the way, who've lost their lives, did so in protecting the freedom for someone to be able to burn a Quran. Guarantee you, if you went to those soldiers, guarantee if you went to them before they died and said, hey, listen, you know what? Some Muslims are going to be really mad because some guy burnt a Quran. Do you blame them? Is your death in their hands? They wouldn't say so for a second. They'd say, no, I'd probably lay the burden of my killing squarely on the shoulders of the terrorists who are forbidding the freedom that I'm fighting to protect.
Let me ask you about the predictable factor. Maybe I shouldn't use the word cause, but when you do something that has a predictable reaction to it, you're pretty much getting there. My question is, how often does this go on, do you know, that they have these displays of anti-Muhammad artifacts and paintings? How often do they have them without event, without reaction?
Oh, I can answer that question, Chris. Apparently, you don't have enough producers to do a Google search all the time. And I know some people are going to get upset by the cussing here, okay? I'm not someone who gets up on traditional news outlets and always just sounds the doomsday siren. America is circling the drain right now. Freedom is absolutely circling the drain. And if you don't get it, clearly they don't get it. You don't deserve the privilege. You don't deserve the luxury of freedom. If you're even willing to entertain the idea that maybe we shouldn't draw a picture to appease a group of people who might kill us for doing so, you don't deserve the privilege of freedom. How is it not hateful for them to infringe on our right to free speech? It's the code on which our country was literally founded. Why do we have to be more sensitive to their beliefs than they do with ours? How is it not more hateful to say, hey, you can't draw that picture? Well, really, why not? Well, if you do, we just can't protect you. That's not only hateful, that's evil, which is worse because hating something isn't inherently evil. You just have to hate the right things. Am I hateful? Sure, I hate that Muhammad called for the deaths of Christians and Jews. I hate that Muhammad married a six-year-old and beat the crap out of her. I hate that Muslims, like in this case, feel entitled to the moral superiority in telling us what we can and cannot draw. Those things I hate. I also really hate the self-proclaimed conservative news outlets and media out there who are too cowardly to run these images themselves. I hate that these conservative outlets will plaster themselves in red, white, and blue and be one of the folks and sing some country songs. But when push comes to shove and there is a line drawn in the sand to stand up for liberty or to yield, they cower in the face of political correctness. That I really hate. To the conservatives who won't run these images, you deserve to lose. You deserve to lose. And by the way, we're not just talking about terrorism here. We're not talking about a few lone extremists. The religion of Islam, an overwhelming number of Muslims, believe that drawing a picture of Muhammad should be a punishable sin. Drawing a picture should be a punishable sin. Isn't that extremist enough? If you like this video, subscribe by clicking my face. And if you hated it, well, join the club and you're going to hate this next video right next to me. But doesn't a part of you want to know what it is?